This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Lawrence Kosick, the co-founder and president of Get Set Up, the largest virtual social learning platform made specifically for people 50 and above to learn new skills, stay healthier, and live happier lives. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Maria, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the topic we're going to be covering today, because I have been, coincidentally, trying to market to the 50 and above demographics for the past 2 years, and it's one of the most challenging target audiences to go after. So I can't wait.
Sure.
I can't wait to dive in and talk about the marketing aspects of things. But God, I'm so inspired by what you've created. I love the website. Before we begin, I love starting out with, what was your why? Why did you start Get Set Up?
So the reason was personal, as is the case with many startups and their founders. You know, I had an older father who's I think he's now 93, but he was 91 at the time we were thinking through Get Set Up and why we might start this business. But I was obviously the tech support for my dad. At least I tried my very best to be the tech support, and he has an absolute voracious appetite for technology. And I was substandard at best. And so it occurred to me and my two other co-founders, who have parents as well, and their tech support for their folks, we thought, well, listen, there's a platform and a place for every other demographic to go, to learn new things, socialize, and connect with others. Why is there nothing specific for older adults? And so we thought, you know what? This is probably the fastest growing portion of our population, yet I would argue the most underserved. So we thought, you know what? There's a real need for a place like Get Set Up. Let's start this.
Wow, amazing. And yes, I do have to agree to that. It is underserved in many, many ways. So walk us through the journey. What were some of the first steps that you took to get Set Up started?
Okay, so not coincidentally, we started the business right before the pandemic. So we believed it was a big problem and a big opportunity to address this, even without the pandemic. But when the pandemic hit and caught us all by surprise, we realized that the demographic that was most impacted was older adults. Because you could argue that they were already sort of somewhat isolated in many cases before, but now everybody was quarantining and had to stay indoors, which meant that this population had to learn how to do almost everything virtually. And so when you think about that, it means, how did they get their medications virtually? How do they order their groceries virtually? How do they stay in touch with their doctors using services like telehealth that they've perhaps never used? How do they do their banking virtually? And so we realized early on that there was an accelerated need now to teach older adults whatever it is they needed to learn to live happy, healthy, more connected lives. And so we scaled the business extra fast, faster than was comfortable for sure, because we knew that there was an incredible need now to teach older adults how to do all of these things to be sort of healthy and more independent.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And what a perfect timing, right? Like, I mean, most businesses would dream to be in a place where you were right around. I mean, obviously it was a bad thing, but for some companies like Get Set Up, obviously it served a good purpose. Now, so let's talk a little bit about the marketing aspect of things I love all the variety of categories and the areas that you educate people. But before we dive in deeper into what you guys offer, I would love to learn a little bit about, how did you get the word out to these people? Because my thought is, you know, okay, we're all we're all at home, we're not able to do it. Like, how did you even reach that audience, that demographic, to be able to tell them, hey, we're here and we're here to help you?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I'm going to back up a little bit to give a little more context, because I think it's going to provide a better answer to your question. When we launched the business, we wanted to take a different approach. And that was, let's reskill and upskill older adults who will then teach other older adults the things they need to learn to live happy, healthy, more connected lives. And we thought that this was a particularly unique approach and much needed, because there was other sort of asynchronous or video on-demand-ish type of learning services, Coursera, all sorts of other, YouTube, all sorts of other ones. But that simply wasn't addressing the problem and the concern that we were trying to address, which is older adults, of which I consider myself one, I'm 54, we're sometimes hesitant and nervous around learning new things, especially technology, and that increases oftentimes with age. And we thought the way to remove the friction would be to have an older adult with similar patience, empathy, and cadence helping educate another older adult. And the reason that worked so well is that it helps kind of reduce the fear and disarm some of the anxiety that we all bring when we're learning something that we've never learned before. And now we feel like, well, if that person can, maybe I can too. And I think that approach was really quite unique, because it made, first of all, the marketing and messaging rather unique, right? Learn from others just like you in a live interactive environment. And it made it comfortable. So we were trying to reduce the friction of folks who aren't always comfortable with technology to get them onto a technology platform, right? And the goal was to always remove as much friction as we can and get somebody into their first Zoom class. And if you can do that, you open up a whole new universe of wonderful things that they can learn. And now suddenly you can use that in your marketing and messaging, you know, come and learn whatever it is you need to learn to live a happy, healthy, more connected lives, and do it with others just like you. And so getting that product up and live and being able to sort of market and message that was really quite helpful, because it was rather unique. And as you mentioned earlier, it was quite timely, right, at the beginning of the pandemic.
Wow, that's just a really smart marketing strategy to use people that they could relate to, because looking at someone who you can resonate with is just giving them the confidence that, hey, if she or he can do it, then I can do it. There's no doubt about it.
Exactly.
I love that. I need to use that strategy in my company too. I'm trying to educate the baby boomers about CBD and how it can help them with various things like arthritis and, you know, anxiety or whatever.
Sure.
And it's been challenging because, you know, I partner with doctors and I do these webinars, but we tend to reach the demographics that's in the 40s, which is nice. And like you said, we tend to attract, you know, and it works for my age demographics, but I'm trying to reach that older demographics that I know could truly benefit from the product. But it's just been really challenging to get to them, to get our message across, to reach them. You know, do you get to them through mailers? How do you even, you know? So I love that. I'm gonna steal the idea, if you don't mind. And maybe I can include some people in that age demographics to talk about their experience using my product. Maybe that could help them resonate better.
Yeah, absolutely. Borrow and steal anything you can, because I think that, you know, we've had to really study a lot of other businesses to try and truly understand how we could reach our demographic and remove as much friction as possible. So, you know, there's a reason that nobody's built a business like this before. It's relatively tricky and it's relatively complicated, because you're trying to take folks who are not necessarily native to technology and give them enough knowledge in a comfortable way to get them into a technical environment to then teach them about everything else. And so that is just absolutely riddled with challenges, but it's not insurmountable. It's absolutely not insurmountable, because we found early on that, you know, depending on who you were trying to reach, and you know, the we have everybody on the platform that from 50 all the way to my father who's 93. That's a pretty wide range and spread for an age range. And so we quickly understood sort of the different cohorts who would be interested in taking classes and what kind of classes they'd want to take. And so we quickly learned that, you know, folks that say between 50 and 65 oftentimes wanted to learn how to reskill and upskill so that they could either stay employed or find a new job opportunity, right? People are worried about their economic security. They're worried that their retirement savings might be not be enough. They're worried about Social Security not being enough. So they're thinking a lot about sort of job skills. So how could we help them with that? And then as you look at sort of the next cohort, which is say sort of the 60 plus all the way to probably 75-ish, there's a really, really healthy sense of curiosity there where many of them are interested in new languages. They're interested in different skills. They're interested in learning about technology. What's TikTok? What's Twitter? What's Instagram? How do I use them safely? How do I cook healthy recipes at home? How do I exercise at home? What do I want to learn about photography? How do I take a virtual museum tour from the comfort of my own home if I either can't travel or am unable for some reason? And so we understood that different classes and different topics appealed to different cohorts. And then that helped us sort of inform how we might reach them, how we might market to them. But a really important distinction is that this demographic, as you think about startups, entrepreneurs, products and services, most of the products and services being offered today are becoming increasingly do-it-yourself, DIY. Like if you look at any sort of tech company coming out of Y Combinator, whatever, it's all about how to streamline and make things more self-service. And so if you sort of follow the logic there and you try to make things more self-service, it means that you're not including instructions when you buy Bluetooth headphones. You're asking somebody to go type in a URL and get the instructions there. You're asking them to scan a QR code, go to a website, and here's the URL. Those are all sort of technical things that may be a little beyond sort of what a 70-year-old might be able to do. Maybe not, but we've found that if we're able to help onboard older adults and meet them where they are and show them how to avail themselves of these products and services and use the internet safely and scan a QR code and know how to, you know, register for a vaccine by going to the appropriate website and how to determine that that is an appropriate website. Those are all things that make folks very, very independent. And so we find ourselves teaching a lot of how-tos to get people comfortable with basic products and services and apps, many times Fortune 500-ish kind of companies' apps, like how to use the Uber app, how to use Walmart. And these are all things that I think maybe these companies might think that are easy to use and older adults naturally can just sort of onboard themselves, go to iTunes, download this, authenticate the app and start shopping. That's a fairly big leap for the fastest growing demographic. I'd argue that they're a big population. They need to be treated slightly differently. It's worthwhile if you do so, because being able to access that population in a way that now gets them to use your products and services in the way you were hoping or meant them to be used, maybe now that's you used to be hoped that they would come into the bank branch. Now you hope that they'll bank using the app. Well, you've got to teach them how to use that app. But if you do, they're great customers. They're wonderful customers. It's a huge demographic and a huge opportunity.
You brought up a really good point. And I've been thinking about this myself too, because when my mom started using Uber, she was really having a hard time, and she's 75 years old. And she was having a hard time, not because she couldn't remember what steps to take to call Uber, but because of all the pop-ups. And she was like, what's this? What's that? Oh my God, there's just so many pop-ups. And then she accidentally gave somebody like a huge tip, you know, she like didn't really know what it was. And she just kind of pressed a few buttons, and then she saw the deduction in her account. She's like, why did Uber charge me twice? And I'm like, I don't know, mom, let me check. So I had to go and check. And then I figured out that she gave a huge tip accidentally, not knowing that what she was doing. And and to your point, it's interesting that these companies who have millions of dollars and they can study their consumers, they can study consumer behavior, they can study and analyze their target audience really well, but they don't dive into understanding the baby boomer, the older demographics, and how they're using it. And they don't really put time and effort and money behind educating them. I mean, all they really have to do is maybe come up with a few video tutorials, and that could solve the problem, right?
Yeah, you're spot on. And thankfully, I think there's more businesses that are waking up to the fact that this is the largest and fastest growing portion of the demographic. They oftentimes, have the most retirement savings. They do the most volunteer work, the most philanthropic. It's a really important demographic. And I think companies are increasingly starting to wake up and market to and build product for and onboarding solutions for this demographic. And I think that's great. There's so much more work to do, but it means that there's a lot of opportunities for startups to hop in here and sort of help fill the gap. And I think, we're trying to do exactly that.
You're definitely at the forefront of things, and I'm glad you're doing it. You know, this is I wish I had known about Get Set Up, a year ago to send my mom over there and say, here, watch this tutorial, learn how to do this on your own. But instead, I don't mind spending the time, but I'm sure a lot of people are sandwiched between two generations. They've got kids and then they've got parents. It's really hard to juggle it all and also be their IT people, on top of everything else that we have to be. What's one thing that you figured out that you would say took you guys to the next level?
Testing a lot. I think we just assume when we get up in the morning, we're going to be wrong on just about everything. And so we test, we prove that it's wrong, and we fix it quickly. And so I think the notion of being willing to test and be wrong and to fix things is a much easier way to do it than to wake up, have a theory, and have everyone try to prove that you're wrong. And so we knew that this kind of a business hadn't been built before because it was difficult. So we knew that there was going to be a lot of challenges. And I think that, each and every day, we learn from our audience. So we carefully watch what our audience is telling us they want more of, what they want less of. Older adults are very vocal, like they're not shy. My 93-year-old father probably calls me once a week and tells me what he doesn't like about the website, or if we've changed a color, a font, a button, I get to hear about it if I didn't ask him first. So it's easy to get that feedback, and we should avail ourselves of it because we build a better product or service when we do that. And then one other thing I'd like to mention is that we talk a lot about how we need to help older adults. And that is in fact true, but we make it sound like, we're a helpless category. If you look at what we're doing, we're actually reskilling and upskilling older adults, and they're helping the other older adults. So in many ways, we're empowering this demographic to help themselves. And guess what? They're wonderful at it. That if you are 60, 70, 80 plus years old, you absolutely have a skill, wisdom, and knowledge that you can share with others. And if only there was a safe place to do that, you'd do it. And for many of our guides and our employees, we're the place that they can come and do that. And so we find that a lot of our teachers or our guides, they start out as students and they take 5 or 10 classes. And then they raise their hand and they say, I was a retired doctor, lawyer, teacher, nurse, yoga instructor. Can I teach on your platform? And the answer is yes. We think that that is a wonderful outcome for learners to discover, build confidence, and feel like they can then teach others just like them on the platform. It's a wonderful outcome for us. I think you're on mute there.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, awesome. So just to be clear, anybody can come and have like a video tutorial or something on their topic and be able to come and teach on Get Set Up, correct?
Yeah, I mean, anybody, no. After we vet, qualify, and provide a little bit of training for sure. But to all the listeners and users, if you have older friends, family, or loved ones, you know, you can send them to getsetup.org, and there's always, you know, plenty of classes they can take. A lot of them are free. Some of them, if you need more attention and one-on-one help, then you can pay to do that. But otherwise, there's plenty of classes that are provided at no cost. And we're able to do that because we have wonderful partners that in many cases are their government organizations, their healthcare companies. They're folks who really want to provide health and wellness learning opportunities or virtual classes to their users and to the membership. And so it's been wonderful to be able to offer these classes to folks who want and need to learn, you know, specific things.
Amazing. Wow. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. You're definitely solving a huge, huge problem, in the marketplace. So thank you for doing that. And how can the listeners and I support you? What else can we do?
Well, for starters, you know, spread the word, right? So if you do have friends, family, or older loved ones, you know, send them to www.getsetup.org. And we'll help them get into their first class. There's a lot of customer support on our site. We realize sometimes it's that first sort of leap that is maybe the most uncomfortable, but we work very hard. We have a team of older adults who help the other older adults get into their first classes and enjoy their classes and overcome some of the technical difficulty. And it's wonderful to see people sort of get in there, turn on their cameras, and you see, you know, the huge smile because they've accomplished something, and now they're in a comfortable place where they can learn with others just like them. So spread the word, and if you've got friends, family, older loved ones, like we're happy to teach them all.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lawrence, for your time, and good luck with GetSetup.org.
Thanks, Maria. It was a real pleasure talking to you today.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.